Good afternoon, GWA Backstage. I was searching around for a good questionnaire to start off with, since I've never done this before, and I found your Heavy Metal Lover's Walk of Shame Answer If You Dare questionnaire. So let's get started. Okay, tell us about your first time having sex. Well, I guess it's good that this was the first question so we can get the serious part of the survey over. And I'm really only saying this here because it's sort of safe and anonymous. So when I was 16, I went on a date with a boy that I sort of liked. I didn't really know him. I just thought he was kind of cute. He went to a different school. And he was, like, really trying hard to woo me. I was young. I'd never been treated so well before. I didn't know what to do with it. Like, the flowers and the politeness and telling me how beautiful I am. So then we go on this wonderful date, and he's driving me home, and he pulls off into an area that I don't know. And I kind of, like, see where this is going. Like, all right, we're gonna make out for a while. And we're making out, and he starts, like, going down my pants, and I tell him to stop. I'm not ready. I ask him if we can wait until next time. I think you know where this is going. So he just, like, flipped the script on me and basically told me that if I don't let him fuck me, that he's going to make me get out of the car and walk home. I was terrified. I didn't know where we were at all, but I did know that it looked like a really shady neighborhood and that we were far from home. This is a time before Uber and smartphones, and my parents just thought I was out with friends because I wasn't allowed to be dating yet. I had gotten myself into a little trouble, I guess, so I told him fine, and then he got mad because obviously afterwards I had blood on his car seat. So obviously he dropped me off back home afterwards and never spoke to him again. It was a very bad night. Sorry, this was supposed to be a fun survey. I didn't think this through. Honestly, it just feels good to say that out loud because I've never told that story before. My second time was way better. It was with someone I'd been friends with since we were kids and, like, I was crushing hard on. And he was, like, that kind of guy who couldn't believe that I liked him, one of those things. So he was so gentle and wonderful. And it made me feel so good. Like, oh, this is what it supposed to be like the first time. So when I talk about my first time with my friends, that's the one I go with. Like, I pretend that was my actual first time. Whew. Okay, sorry. Let's have some fun with the rest of these questions, hopefully. Let's see, too. If you had the genitals of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Oof. Well, first of all, I would probably take a personal day if this was during the work week, because I would want to spend like a good 4 to 5 hours just jacking off and playing with it, playing with my new dick. I would measure it. I'd look up on the internet how to do those things where you guys like shape it into like a burger or like a goat face or whatever. I've seen I always thought that was super impressive. Then I would probably find someone who would be interested in letting me fuck them with it. I feel like that's an obvious answer. Guy or girl. Both. I would be so curious as to exactly what it feels like to be on the opposite side. Oh my god, I would definitely dress it up in like little costumes and post on I forgot what it's called. There's like a Reddit that's literally just penises in costumes, and I love it. Oh, I forgot what it's called. Ah, three. Have I ever gotten caught listening to GWA in public? Oh, yes. Yes, sort of. Yes, I have. quite recently, in fact, I was challenged by a GWA friend to listen to an audio on my headphones while I was out getting lunch. So I went to a deli and I had it in my headphones, and I went to this deli and ordered a sandwich and everything. Well, there was like an audio playing in one ear. And I was doing fine, but like as I was waiting for my sandwich, I felt like a tap on my elbow, and I like deer in headlights. Probably is what I looked like. Like, I must have looked at this poor guy like he just smacked me on the ass, like inappropriately. I was like an older businessman guy, and he was just being nice and offering me a seat while I waited. And I was just like, no. I turned back around. It was like right at a particularly steamy part in the audio, and I heard him like trying to start a conversation with me, like something to effect of dumb weather conversation, I think. Ugh, I hate small talk, like to begin with. But obviously at that moment I wasn't having it. So I pointedly looked at him and I adjusted my earbuds. Like, you know you can't talk to someone when they have earbuds on in the first place. Come on. It's like universal code for do not talk to me. So then my sandwich was ready, and I literally just grabbed the bag off the counter, and I could feel like his eyes on me the whole time, and I just like bolted. Was super awkward. Ah, man, poor guy. If only he knew what I was listening to. What's the most you've ever done in public sexually? The most I've ever done, probably like a long time ago at this point, I was really drunk with my then boyfriend in AC, and we just had to have each other on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. Not the safest place. But it was like pretty late, like super early morning almost even. Like, and then he just sat on a bench, and I lifted my dress and I sat on him, like my back to him. And we had sex right there on a bench on the boardwalk. There was no one around. It was very, very hot. Oof. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done while your family was around? Oh, I don't know if I have a story for this one. Let me think. I mean, I had a guy over my parents' house once, and we had sex in the living room while everyone was upstairs asleep. That's the only thing I could think of. It could have been embarrassing, I suppose. Like, we were on the couch and I was riding him, but then, like, I started to realize it was too loud. Like, the sound of the couch creaking was loud. So I stopped and I made him lie on the floor, and then, like, I quietly rode him there. Like, it was hot at the time, but then kind of like cringeworthy the next day. Like, watching my family in the living room just like sitting around, and then in the back of my mind being like, oh my God, we were right there, like just a few hours ago having sex. Oh God. What is a fantasy you're least likely to share on a first date? I mean, being a girl and wanting to be cautious, I am pretty sure I'm not going to share on the first date with a guy that I sometimes enjoy choke sex. Not the best idea. Like, I like it, but not every time. I like a nice variety of most of the different types of sex, like mood-wise. I feel like if I told a very first date that, he would either be like terrified of me or like automatically try to get there on the first date. You know what I mean? What's the biggest faux pas you've committed on our first date? The first thing that comes to mind is not at all sexual, but oh my God, it's super embarrassing for me. So I was on a really, really nice first date, and we were just like taking a long drive and talking. We were going to a coffee house, listening to music, asking each other questions, and like getting to know each other. I like this guy a lot, and we were talking about the SATs for some reason, and I told the story of the first time I took the SATs. So, okay, as an aside, this is the story, right? So I have a very stereotypically Asian mother who has really high expectations. So, like, I always got really good grades, honor student, blah, blah, blah. And I was the first person in our family to ever have to take the SATs here in America. Since my dad dropped out of school, my mom came here from the Philippines when she was older. So, yeah. So, basically, I took the SATs. I tried really hard. And, like, when I got my scores back, my mom and dad and myself, like, we didn't know how to read them. Like, we knew that a total perfect score, like, a perfect score was 1600 at the time. But they split it when you get your score, right? So there's, like, the reading, writing section and then the math section. And I got something like 710 in one and 600 maybe in the other. Like, I got a total score of 1310 of 1600, which was good. But my parents and I didn't realize that you had to add the two. Like, they thought you took, like, an average for some reason. So basically, in their eyes and mine, I, like, failed the SATs, like, completely. And they yelled and they grounded me and I was a mess. And the next day at school, I was just like in tears all day because everyone in class was talking about their scores and they were all higher than mine and I couldn't understand it. Even like the dumbest kid in class got like a 1000 score. Like, what is wrong with me? I was thinking all day. And then my friend asked me about my score. She's like, why are you so quiet? And I told her what I got and like not to tell everyone. And she was like, dude, what? You got a 1310? That's amazing. And she, like, explained it to me. Oh, man, that was my favorite day when I got home from school. And I had to, got to rub it in my parents' face. It was so good. And I just, like, unloaded on them. So that's the story, right? So anyway, on this date, I told that exact story. And at the part where I go, even the dumbest kid in class got 1000. He just quietly goes, oh, I got 1000. Oh no. Oh God, I'm cringing just thinking about it. It was so horrible. I was so embarrassed. Like, I've never put my foot in my mouth like that badly ever in my life. I must have been like bright red. And I was like, okay, you can just leave me at the coffee house if you like. Luckily, he didn't do that. Worst thing that's ever happened to you on a first date? I think I covered that in question one, actually. But let me see if there's a second worst thing. Oh, wait, okay. So I went on a first date with a guy from OkCupid, and I took the train into the city to meet him, thinking we were going to go out around there. And then when we met up, I was like, oh no, he looks nothing like his picture. But I tried to get over it because he was like really sweet. He had a great personality. But then he like ended up taking me into Brooklyn and we went to a bar where like all his friends were. Like, it was just too much. It was very apparent after a while that he was just showing me off to his friends. And so like I wasn't there yet. I wasn't meeting his friends. I don't even know him. So because I know to learn from my mistakes, and now we had smartphones, but Uber wasn't around yet, that's all. I just like bailed. I asked where the bathroom was and I left. I paid a lot of money to have a cab take me back to Penn Station from Brooklyn. And then when I got home, I just completely ghosted him and deleted my OkCupid account. I guess that wasn't the worst thing that happened to me, just like the worst thing I've ever done on a first date. So I guess I just like flipped the question. Last but not least, what is your silliest sexual experience or most shameful, embarrassing? Oh boy. So if any of you listen to my audio of me talking about how an orgasm feels or how to eat me out, I divulge a little bit on how embarrassed I get after I come if a guy is eating me out, because like my hips lock and my thighs clamp down. Ugh. So one time I was enjoying myself while a guy was doing a very good job down there, and I came, and somehow, I don't know if it's because he wasn't expecting it, so he couldn't hold me in place, so now that's why I warn everyone, but like, I guess the way I clamped down and how my body spasmed like right at the same time, I broke his neck. No, I'm just kidding. But somehow he came up and his nose was gushing blood. Like, we both freaked out. He ran to the bathroom and I'm like horrified and embarrassed. And at first I was like, oh my God, how gross, I got my period. But then I looked around and it wasn't coming from me. Ugh. Like, we laughed about it afterward a little bit, and like, I didn't cause any permanent damage, but oh man, I was just mortified. So yeah, absolutely. Now I always warn the guy first, and I also prefer that he has some meat on his bones so that he could like take me strength-wise in the event of that happening. Oh, and that's it, huh? Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed this little insight. I certainly feel like a huge weight is off my chest, however embarrassing it might be. So I guess thank you for listening.